Another edition of Inside Lion Athletics. I'm Charlie Chitwood, and we're doing it on the road. Everybody's zooming because, gosh, they got teams in Louisiana, teams in New Mexico, teams in Oklahoma. But Jim Curry is to be found on campus in Commerce America. Jim, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. Yeah. You know, this time of year to be found on campus is a little bit of a treat. So I'll take it right now.
I mean, it's been a furious couple of weeks here. You've got two other sports that are just now really getting started, men's and women's basketball. Boy, the kids had a lot of fun at the women's game on Monday, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that was a great event. You know, we had 1,800 people in here, about little over 1,600 students, kids from local schools. Had a blast. I was talking with actually one of our staff members from across campus this morning whose son was there, and she was just like, he had a blast. It definitely got loud in there, that's for sure. If you want to test the decibel levels in the field house, you just do it with a kids game.
Hey, did
That's for
anybody
sure.
have a monitor for that?
You know, I actually thought about it after the fact. I was like, we really should have probably tested this. We'll get another bite at the apple though here in December. We're going to do one on the women's side in December. So we're excited about that. So yeah, it was a good start on Monday. Obviously we did what we needed to do against the quality of the competition we were against. And obviously we would take a big step up here on Wednesday with Oklahoma State and New Mexico. So, you know, different, we kind of mentioned it before we jumped on, just a little bit of a different look this year. Hopefully that, portends well for us in March.
Well, for all the new guys that were on the men's team, they absolutely loved the time that they got to spend with some of those kiddos after the game, signing autographs. Kids were handing them pieces of tore up paper. Just sign this, mister. It's great fun.
That's one thing that Jarrett does such a great job of is that the guys will go up and I mean they stayed there heck until the women's game got started, really. You know, the kids, it took a little bit to get obviously all these kids out of here back on buses, things like that. And so in the meantime, players were very engaged, which is exactly what we want out of an event like that. You know, it's a fun day, it's a special day. You're building community in a lot of different ways and hopefully building some future Lions as well.
Well, Jim, I know a lot of your work, everybody knows a lot of your work's behind the scenes and before the events. With all the events going on at one time, though, everybody gets spread thin. What gets you through overlap season?
Yeah, you mentioned overlap season. We're kind of in peak season right now for that. You know, kind of date going back to like last week, even, you know, we had volleyball and soccer going Thursday. We had cross country championships Friday, volleyball, football Saturday, doubleheader basketball Monday. Soccer obviously went on Tuesday, hoops again. And then football home game this weekend, football home game the following week. We still have cross country going in the regionals. And so, you know, I think part of it is just one, understanding just this is what happens this time of year. And we were in staff meeting yesterday and just acknowledged that it's about 20 days of just craziness. We just got to kind of gut it out a little bit with the staff and being smart about where you allocate resources as well. You know, I was texting with the folks down at Lamar. And again, everybody feels it this time of year. I was texting with the AD at Lamar yesterday and because they were hosting a conference tournament in soccer. And he goes, yeah, I got two of my senior staff members shagging balls today. And I said, well, that makes me feel better because we had some folks running the clock, you know, a couple weeks ago at a scrimmage when we had home football getting ready to go. So, you know, it's just one of those where it's all hands on deck and, you know, credit to the team. Like, you know, they just lean into it. And, you know, but it's a, this is the nights and weekends part of the job is definitely in full effect here, for the next few weeks.
No doubt about that. Anything new on facilities? I mean, we haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah. So, well, there's a few different things going. I mean, One probably really important note, and that people will see it activated now, is the, and it's not an athletics facilities per se, but I think it's got a certainly athletics pull to it, is the Buffalo Wild Wings. That will actually open to the public on Monday. Well, it will be a soft open this weekend, so if you're kicking around, but I would say in full force come Monday. So that thing's going to open up, and there's a lot of excitement around that. I think one of the things that's kind of cool about it too is that be a great opportunity for fans to, either start their day or end their day or their game day there. But also at the same time too, you're not going to be able, if you've got a home game, you're going to have to still come into venue. They won't show home games in venue. We want you in venue here with us and cheering on the Lions. But a great way to start and finish the day. A lot of excitement around that. So that's going to be fun to see. I mean, if you've driven by lately, you see it's there. And then, Event Center continues to roll along. We actually just went through a pretty extensive review of the branding package yesterday, with the designers. So that's still humming at a really good pace. So we're excited about that. And then we're starting to talk through about what might be some of the next things on the docket. One of the things we got to start to look through, and we haven't done a lot in this space yet, but we are going to have to start now thinking about, how we activate the field house when basketball moves out. So I wouldn't call that an urgent matter per se, but probably something that is worth some attention here over the next few months, just to start to strategize what we want to do there. And if there's some things we can do to, really make that a space that can serve all of our sports, and then also maybe even support our campus community as well. So I would say that's probably kind of front of mind right now with us in the facility space.
Yeah, as you're talking about that, I'm just trying to imagine what happens to all those bleachers that are gonna get folded out of there. 'Cause you won't need quite that many in going forward, no matter what's done.
Yeah, that's right. And I think to your point, that's exactly the exercise that will be next in this whole thing is, we're really, the Event Center's off. It's again, it's going on a great pace, making good progress there. Even just the little things now, we're kind of, what type of whirlpool tub are we going to use in the sports medicine space, right? Those types of things. So it's very real now, but it does really, it really does compel us to take a look at what we want to do in the field house. And again, it's great square footage. So how do we want to leverage that space moving forward? And how can it best support our teams as we look ahead too? Because indoor space generally is at a premium anywhere in Texas. And so, a good evaluation of that is important.
Okay. Anything out of your new committee position in football?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be back at it next week again. We'll reconnect next week, and I haven't seen the agenda yet. We just got it yesterday, but I haven't looked at it. So we'll take a look and see what we've got going there. So that's next week. We've also got Southland Conference AD meetings next week as well. It was fun coming out of the last meeting because, again, we talk about the elevated nature of Southland Conference play right now. We got to see that on display, I think, on Monday with how well the league performed in the non-conference slate in basketball. New Orleans picks up a big win, obviously,
Yeah,
in
knocking off the
non-conference.
Froggies.
RGV and Southeastern, they were playing Baylor and somebody else, respectively. And they played pretty well. They didn't win those games, but they played well. And so, but even like in football, three teams still ranked in the top 25, very much in play for potentially three teams in the tournament, or the playoff. So we'll see here really soon, a couple
Did
big matchups.
You said three?
Sure, I
Only
mean,
three?
when you got three teams ranked in the top 25 that could potentially have nine or more FCS wins, you're in play for sure. So that's Lamar, SFA, and Southeastern. We obviously got to see how good Southeastern was this past weekend. They are really good, really good. I think SFA and Lamar play this week. Lamar still got to play Southeastern as well. But again, like all three of those teams are definitely in a conversation for playoffs right now, which says a lot about, again, the quality of the league in terms of where that's at. So, again, we talk about it all the time. Is just a very different Southland Conference than we joined a few years ago. And
Oh, indeed.
there's no across all sports. And so, again, if you like competition and, iron sharpen iron, then that's part of it. And I think part of it too, that frames a little bit of the, of just, where we're at too, is that we continue to get better and grow and invest. And, the pace of that is happening across around the league too. That's not the case in every league. And so, again, I think some of the growth and the trajectory that we've enjoyed probably gets a little bit, kind of undercut by some of the growth other ways, but that's sports, man. You know what I mean? So like, let's go. So you, again, like that, that's something, but it's something to certainly acknowledge and celebrate too about the league.
Our first year, 2 years in the Southland, and you'd go to like the KenPom ratings for basketball, and you would find the Southland Conference at close to the bottom of the, what is it, 31, 32 conferences that are rated. And we're starting out this season up around number 20.
Correct.
Is what? Where's the Southland in FCS football? Is there a similar stacking of the FCS conferences like that?
Yeah, there is. It's I wouldn't say that the metrics are all a little bit different in these types of things. But I mean, if you look at like our performance against like the Big Sky, which has been arguably that and the Mount Missouri Valley probably been the two best leagues of late. We've shown very well against them. The UAC's been pretty good. We've showed well against them. It is one of those things that just like Southland Conference basketball, Southland Conference football is also rising as well among peers. And so, yeah, I mean that's part of the deal. And you can either get scared by it or you can get motivated by it.
Sure. Hey, I know Chris Grant has done so much since he was handed the reins of the conference. But I mean, the energy's been renewed. What's he doing that really makes this work? I mean,
Well,
what makes him different?
I think it takes the collective group. It's a credit to the league office, but I mean, honestly, you can't do it without membership buy-in and membership investment and just I think just the determination and the spirit of the membership itself. We've got a really good group of ADs. We talk about that quite a bit. I wasn't here, obviously, when the Southland was going through some turmoil, maybe on the verge of breaking up. But the people that were there, who are still here, I mean, just from listening to them talk, they talk about kind of really just a night and day difference in terms of where we are. Again, just collectively as a group of presidents, a group of ADs, and then just kind of I think a collective desire to grow the league, the profile of the league. And again, like schools leaning into that as well. I mean, it's one thing you can see, schools, growing and getting better and investing and shy away from it or just get upset about it. Or, you can try to figure out how you match that to elevate what you're doing as well. And I think across the board, every school has done that, including us, is figuring out, okay, how do we see what's going on in the landscape, both in the national level, the conference level, and a campus level, and then try to find ways to address, attack, invest, and just do things to just create good ROI and just grow the overall collective. So, I think that's part of it really more than anything is that the conference office is doing a great job in terms of staying aggressive. We've obviously put ourselves out there. We've made some smart moves relative to just showcasing the league and putting it on display. And then again, I think all 12 members leaning into it and doing the things needed to help grow the profile. So, I mean, the long and short is it's obviously working.
Good deal. That it is. All right, man. Well, speaking of work, we've been yammering for a while. You got to get back to it.
No, sounds
Do
good. No,
we?
it's all good. I know you got a few on today, but obviously two football games should be a great weekend. We got a nice little camo hat promo out there, the Nike camo hat. So those that want to check that out on a ticket promo. And then there's home volleyball as well. So a doubleheader there, a win or two away from clinching up a spot in the Southland Conference tournament. So if you get an opportunity to get out this weekend, you can get a little double dip. We'll go a little earlier kick now that we made the time change. So 4 o'clock kick this weekend. But again, should be beautiful weather. We had a great time at the last game, even though the weather was not as cooperative as it should be this weekend. So hope to see everybody out.
All right, we'll see you Saturday, man. Lines up, everybody. Man, what a great look behind the curtain today, Jim. Thanks for that. That's why we call it Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Inside Lion Athletics. We visited a little bit yesterday to piece all this together. Now we're back for more, and we got the whole lineup. Volleyball leads us off. Head coach Joe Morales. I see him in a familiar place over there in Natchitoches, Louisiana, man. And it's back-to-back dates with the Northwestern State Lady Demons.
Yeah, we have them tonight, and then we turn around and go home and have them on Saturday at 11. So, this is it'll be a good road trip for us. I mean, we got to take care of business here. I mean, Northwestern State is a tough team. I mean, their record, of course, is not at all great, but it doesn't constitute what they do in between the game. They're a very good defensive team. They're having struggle. They're struggling with the offense right now, and I think, I think they would agree in that notion. But of course, the new coach, new players around there, getting adapted. But we can't take light of that. Like, they're a good defensive team. One kid in the category of blocks, I believe, in the Southland, and so we have to just be on our game, and we have to do it superb. And I think this is a game that we need to start honing in on what we do really well and be really good at it, moving into these next four games and then into the tournament. I mean, that's the idea. And so we're not taking Northwestern State lightly. Their coach has been in the game for a long time. He knows what he's doing. He's gonna have his team ready to play, and we don't want to jump the gun on this one. And so we're focused on what we need to do, the scouting report. We know who's across the net, and I think our girls are excited. So we got to have the energy, just play calm, relax, and then get down to business.
All right, the situation as far as conference race goes, tied for seventh going into this week's action, and then two more after this weekend's over. How high do you think? I mean, I know every coach is looking ahead, trying to figure out where they
For
might
sure.
finish.
I think the moving pieces are anywhere between, where we are now, tied for seventh, eighth place, all the way up to sixth place. I think those are, and I think, if we can get up to the seventh, or if we can stay at seventh or get to sixth, that's just going to be better off for us in the tournament. And that's what we're playing for. Like, we're not, at some point you're playing to get in the tournament. Now you're playing for seeding. Like, once there, like, now you're playing for seeding. And I'm very transparent with the kids. Like, they got to know this stuff. They're college kids now. They're adults. We don't have to sugarcoat it or say, all right, hey, let's not talk about this. No, let's talk about it, because it's reality. Like, it's on social media, it's online. You know the stakes are. And I think by them knowing puts a little bit more calm into them. Like, it's secure that we're already there. Now we're just playing for seeding. So, of course, a lot of moving parts. You never want to jump into a season with, sitting, waiting back to see if another team is going to hold your fate. Waiting to see if this team's going to lose or win to decide your fate. But that's where we are right now. Not so much in the conference tournament, but for seeding alone. Like, there's a lot. We can win four out or three. But something has to happen on the other side, right, with Houston Christian or Corpus Christi, you know, to determine those seedings. So, you know, it's a hey, that's what sports is, right? Like we're here. Let's do our job. Let's try to get the 3 to 4 wins in these next 4 games, and then move into conference tournament. And what happens on the other side happens on the other side, and then we take it from there. But yeah, I think as you know, I think we can be anywhere between 6 and 8, and we're trying to move up.
Coach, we're getting to host this thing. We get to host the Southland Conference Championship Tournament. How big a deal is it that you are the one team that doesn't have to travel?
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I'll be honest, I'll be very transparent. This is why I think they had a motion in our conference meeting, and I think I don't know if it passed or not. I can't remember. I think it did. But I was the one, I mean, I like the fact that we can bid on it, because then Jim has the ability to bid on it. And I think it's just a great outlook, not just for marketability and, you know, showcasing what we have now with our video boards and everything. But from my financial standpoint too, you know, and I think that's awesome for us, and the kids get to sleep in their beds. And I think, you know, I think the conference, you know, are going to the point where the team that wins conference has the option to host it the following year. I was the only one in the room that said no, you know, just because it won't help us in the next couple of years. Like, yes, I want to be in that position, but we're not there yet. And I still want to have the ability to host. And so, we'll see if that changes or not with the conference. But right now we're taking full advantage of it. Like, we love it. I think it's going to be great. Like, you know, we don't have to be in the hotel rooms. We don't have to, you know, leave all day or whatnot and worry about if we have to stay an extra night or check out. And I think those are benefits. And I think it helps us be a little bit more relaxed, the kids, you know, in their own environment. And yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. Whatever happens, we're ready to rock and roll. And, you know, I think the girls are extremely ready. They're excited about it.
Outstanding. Well, Coach, I know you got a busy day ahead. I know you got all the girls caffeinated that needed to be caffeinated already. That's cool stuff. Shout out to Trey Johnson helping make that happen too. Good luck to y'all, and we'll see you back in the Merce on Saturday.
Saturday, absolutely. Everybody be there. You know, it's at 11 o'clock, early start. So come out, watch some good volleyball, and then head out to football. And that's the way we like it. So.
Lose my connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Yo. Charlie, always a pleasure. Go Lions.
All right, my friend. Go get them. Lions good. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here. Here being Albuquerque, I'm trailing the guys. We'll be home soon because there's a lot of action this weekend. Volleyball Saturday morning. You got football Saturday afternoon. And lo and behold, women's basketball on Sunday. Joining me now, head coach Valerie King, the Lion Women. Coach, you had a little bit of a rough night last night too, but a lot of good things coming out of that game with Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you know, I think we took a lot of positives from, you know, from our game last night. Obviously, you know, the score is not gonna look great, but, you know, we competed. We showed some really good stuff on the defensive end that, you know, what we are able to do. And, you know, we were able to score when we needed to. Good film for us to learn from, that's for sure.
How quickly does that get broken down so that you can focus on, you know, just aspects of the game?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
offense, it's, defense.
You know, it's already, you know, done. You know, the kids will be off today, but you know, we'll watch film before we even start practice tomorrow of both of the games that we've played this week. You know, and just focusing on the, you know, the two or three things we need to really get focused on the defensive end, and two or three things we need to focus on the offensive end.
So is it anything like some sports, like say football, where the first game is the first game, and every coach wants their team to be exponentially better the next? The measuring stick changed for you on that, but did you see some stuff that your team corrected from their big win at home before?
Yeah, I mean, we practiced Tuesday. We practiced, you know, we had a short little practice, whatever you want to call it, shoot around yesterday before we played. So we were able to work on some defensive stuff, you know, fixing stuff, but also preparing for Oklahoma State. You know, stuff that we just do in our base defense. So, you know, we typically get to work on fixing stuff right away. You know, and I think we were able to see some improvement, you know, across the board on things that we talked about on Tuesday.
Very good. All right. Coming up Sunday afternoon, we're going to see the UT Dallas Comets. They've made their way out of Division III into Division II. I know you're just really focused on your team, however, on that one.
Yeah, I mean, UT Dallas, they'll play tomorrow evening. So that'll be like one of their first games of the year, exhibitions, whatever you want to call it. You know, and we'll Saturday, Sunday morning, we will, you know, obviously prepare for them. Even a little bit tomorrow, just based off of what they've done in the past, when we played them last year. But, you know, tomorrow will be probably 75% about us, film wise, fixing stuff when we get on the floor. You know, for us, it's, you know, we do things a certain way on the defensive end and offensive end. So whatever we can, fix there, we'll get us prepared to play on Sunday regardless of what they do.
Okay, very well. We've talked about the overall look. Let's go down a little closer to ground level. Who had the big games yesterday? Who really impressed you against Oklahoma State?
You know, I think overall, just an overall feeling of our team, just all of them competed. I don't think one kid got in there and, you know, didn't give their all, didn't play as hard as they could. So, you know, we obviously take that. You know, I think that's one of the biggest compliments that you can get when you hear other people talk about your team and how, you know, they play hard. They, you know, they're out there busting their butts and giving their all, you know, and we've heard that, you know, from a few different people just from the game last night. So I take that, you know, and that's the biggest thing. You know, Riza had a really good game, both ends of the floor for us. You know, she was able to score. She was really good defensively for us. So, you know, Cora was good. Nina was good. You know, I think we had quite a few people that were good, maybe didn't score a ton of points, but just in the great grand scheme of things, they had good evenings.
You know, to go out in a place like that, I don't know what the attendance was last night, but it was probably a few. Nobody had big eyes. Nobody played nervous to start. And some of that is because some of them have already been there.
Yeah. You know, I think, again, you know, talking about playing whatever Power Four teams or people like that, playing in front of crowds, like, you know, that's exciting. You know, I think, you know, I think our kids were excited. They were ready to play. And, you know, they weren't scared. They weren't going to back down. You know, and I think that says a lot about our team.
How were they talking amongst themselves afterwards? Because there's always a little bit of different attitude before than after.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was, you know, trying to stay positive about the things that they can see that we can be really good at. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's a fine line of, okay, we lost. But there's some really good things that we can take away from playing a game like this. And there's a lot of stuff that we can take down the road with us.
Okay, good enough. Well, Coach, it's going to be a busy weekend, and y'all are a big part of it. Sunday afternoon, I think y'all are the only game in town. So, by the way, the game at the Pit last night had a big crowd. It was pretty loud in there, but it wasn't 10, as loud as the Education Day bunch. They get that higher pitch.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, I know you're getting ready. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Safe travels.
Lines up, everybody. Hang with us, folks. We'll get a better connection somehow on Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to some more of Inside Lion Athletics. We're doing Zoomies this week, as you can see. Got head coach Ashley Gordon, Lions Soccer. And boy, Coach, I've seen pieces come off a car, but they all came off at once at the end of the trip for y'all. Tough way to get out of the Southland tournament, but get those girls healthy.
I know. You know, we're excited about heading into the Southland Conference tournament, and we're able to compete against Houston Christian, which obviously the last game of the season. We needed to redeem ourselves. And, you know, to be honest, I thought that we played the first half. I thought that we played really well. We had gone into the first half and made some changes from the last game of the season. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of lineup changes because we had two starters that were injured from the last game of the season to the quarterfinal game. So we lost our starting right back due to an injury, and we lost our right midfielder, Kaylee Humble, due to an injury actually in warm-up for the quarterfinal. And then we had some additional changes because we had kids that once we got down to Beaumont, woke up sick and were dealing with sickness 48 hours, 24 hours prior to the game. So anyway, we had some lineup changes, but with all that being said, heading into the first half, I thought that we played well. You know, we had went down a goal. It was a preventable goal that we did not get a clearance from a corner. But really had chances in the first half. And so we had one flurry that their goalkeeper made a first save, and then the second save, we bobbled it in the box. It was on the goal line. You know, there are a lot of people, a lot of commotion in the box that, you know, we were trying to get on the end of it. And, we're for the other team fortunate to be able to get it cleared out, but we had a lot of good chances in the first half. I thought we were playing well, going into halftime, down 1-0, knew that all it was going to take was going to be one goal. Get back onto the field and really there was they scored again another preventable goal that was the second goal, and really the dagger in the heart for us was we gave up two goals within a minute, and you could kind of see the air let out of the balloon at that point, and then of course the fourth goal was an own goal. But when you look at the stats for the quarterfinal game, we outshot Houston Christian 14-12. You know, we had equal stats in regards to corners. Mm-hmm. I think in hindsight, had we put a goal in at the beginning of the second half when we had a number of chances, who knows? I think the game could have gone differently, but it is what it is.
Well, Coach, there are lots of metrics that you use to gauge how this season went. Wins and losses is always the one that everybody knows. But you've got players that are moving on. You've got players that have developed another year. And then you'll have some newcomers. It never stops, does it?
No, it never stops. And Charlie, and I'll tell you too, we had four players that were recognized by the Southland Conference, which is fantastic. Hannah Bell, our forward, ended up earning first team all conference. And then we had three players that had earned second team all conference, which was Maya Mitchell, our forward up top, and Alana Lawless Falarka in the midfield, and then May Ring that played in a number of positions for us this year, but was recognized obviously as a defender in the Southland Conference. So really, really proud of all four of those players, just goes to show that obviously they've had great recognition from the other head coaches, throughout the conference. So, really proud of Maya Mitchell this year, just because when you mm-hmm. look at her 24 to 25, she had, of course, increased her minutes coming, in between years, increased her minutes. She had taken an injury after year one. So in year, coming back in year two was a little bit still trying to find her footing. But anyway, this year, I mean, she ended up having 7 goals and 3 assists. So, accumulation of points out of, for 10 goals. Whereas last year she only had 1 goal and 3 assists. So really proud of what she was, what she's been able to do. And of course, if you look at Alana had suffered an injury in 24 and had only played 7 games. And so with that being said, this year, had a fantastic year. And of course, during conference play, she had had 3 goals and 3 assists. So, recognized throughout the conference as one of a very good midfielder for sure. And then, as I mentioned before with May as a transfer, and not just May, I think there are many players on our team that could have earned also a Southland Conference accolade as well. Really proud of of Kristen Schultz, our captain. I've mentioned her in the past. She's the engine of our team, and in 24 played every minute of every game, which is a tall task for anybody. And then, it's the same thing when you look at her stats this year. She played the most minutes of any player on our team again. And also played 90 minutes in every single game. And so really proud of what, Kristen's been able to accomplish as well. That's a difficult for any player to be able to clock every single minute of every game. And this, and the season's a grind.
It is that. Coach, you had in that game, pardon me, in the quarterfinal, you ended up having to get some players in the game that might not have played without the illness of others or the injury of others. That's value, though, for them going forward, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I know. And we had some players and, that's been in and out of the lineup due to injuries. And so with that being said, going into the quarterfinal with 2 starters being injured, 2 additional starters with flu-like symptoms, it gave opportunity for others. And so we had some players that picked up valuable minutes in the quarterfinal game. And I think that, being able to gain that experience in such a big game, is going to bode well to, going into next year. But no, you're right. I mean, playing in any big game is important. And when you're able to gain experience, I think it's going to do well for the following year. Sure.
It's not quite an international cap or anything, but it is still valuable for them to
Sure,
get that.
sure, sure.
Okay. Coach, off season's here. I guess they get the rest of this week off. Try and get everybody well.
Yes. So next week we start our 8-hour segment. And so we'll begin jumping into the weight room, 3 days a week as well. So we have, about a 2.5 week period between now and December that they'll get a lot of work done in already the off season. And then of course, when we come back in January, it'll be full throttle in the weight room 3 days a week. Our team, we do yoga once a week, which I think is great for injury prevention and mobility and strength as well. Our players love it. And then of course, being able to get on the soccer field 5 days a week, for the spring. But yeah, so the players will go home over Christmas with a packet. It'll be, like I said, full throttle once we get back.
All right. Well, Coach, it seems like this season only started a few weeks ago, yet here we are. What's up for you? I guess it's recruiting trails for you and your staff.
No, it is 100% recruiting right now. There's a number of events that are between now through mid-January. And so we are on the road recruiting basically every single weekend, to tell you the truth. And then we've got some events obviously in the spring, and then April, May, and June are really busy schedules for us. So it'll be full on recruiting. We also have 3 players that we're going to be signing next week that are 3 seniors. One's a goalkeeper and 2 are field players. So we're excited about that, being able to add them to the Lion family. But yeah, I mean, we're right in the middle of recruiting season. So
All right.
it's exciting. It's exciting. Hey, Charlie, before we finish this up, I look at and I want to mention this, just reflection of 24 to 25. There's so many positives that I think that we saw this year. When you look at, of course, the it's a tale of two seasons, right? So you've got your non-conference schedule. Comparing 24 to 25, we had a harder schedule this year, of course, because we had two Power Four opponents that we played with OU and OSU. And so in a non-conference schedule, we ended up going 3-6. When you look at the wins that we had, the three wins, Arkansas Little Rock, they finished second in the Ohio Valley. Grambling finished first in the SWAC, and Abilene Christian finished fourth in the WAC and made the postseason as well. So we had three, I think, great wins in non-conference that were against opponents that are leading their conference, right? Or making postseason tournaments. So I thought that that was great. And then, when you look at the conference and you compare 24 to 25, we had four opponents that we played this year that we had either tied or that we had lost to, that we flipped those into points this year. So like, for example, last year we tied UTRGV on the road. Well, this year, we flipped that into a win. Last year we had ties against Corpus and Incarnate and Lamar, and we flipped all three of those opponents into wins this year. So, I think that there are some really great positives that came out of this year in 20, in 25. And with all that being said, we had players that had season-ending injuries that we were without. Of course, Cadence Ramirez, who was player of the year last year in the Southland Conference, who led our team in goals, led the conference in goals and assists. I mean, we're redshirting her. She didn't even get to play this year. And of course, she was the leading shot taker. And two others that I want to mention. Ava Watts, who was a freshman last year, only played in three games this year. She played over 1,000 minutes last year. So, huge impact on our team. Last year was fourth on the team in regards to shots. And so losing her this year, I think, impacted, impacted our roster. And of course, Veronica Passione, we lost her at the second conference game this year of the season, and as a goalkeeper, she's one of the top goalkeepers in the league. So we'll be anxious to be able to get all these players back and on the mend, and looking forward to having a full squad next year that we're going into 26 with a healthy roster. So anyway, but a lot of
Very,
great,
very good.
yeah, a lot of great positives, and we'll be excited to get those players back. Such, they have such impact on our roster.
All right. Coach, we got to cut this one here, but man, it's bittersweet. Love
Bittersweet, it
keeping up
is.
with them, but the season's got to end sometime. And if it ends with a flu bug hitting the team at the wrong time, these things happen.
It does. Okay, well, thanks,
All
Charlie.
right. We'll see you on campus. And folks, stick around because we've got a little bit more to go. Clint Dalzell's up next. We talk football.
All right, line up.
Everybody, welcome back to some more of Inside Lion Athletics. We've got head coach Clint Dalzell joining us now. Coach, that was a tough one down in Hammond on Saturday. But you know what? Sun came up the next day, and you've got a game on. You got the next two Saturdays at home. How sweet
Yeah,
is that?
wasn't the outcome we were looking for sure. And Southeastern Louisiana, they put it on us pretty good. We did not perform very well in any of the phases of football. When you do that, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to put some points on you and thump on you a little bit. But it is nice to come home. You're right. Two in a row coming home to and playing McNeese this weekend and Houston Christian after that. So we're looking forward to being home.
It's kind of nice to go up against a couple of teams that have had a few of the same problems. We're in the same neighborhood, but somebody gets to be king.
Right. When you're, they've had a rough go of it too this year. There's been, really only three teams have just kind of, done well, in there, and the rest of us have been right in the middle there. And now we're playing each other, so now we're all playing for pride and, the win. That's what we, you look out there and,
you know, you gotta dig deep, and you know, we didn't ever have to do that back in the day. There was no portal. There was no, you know, playing for, you were out there trying to win the football game, whether you were going to the playoffs mm-hmm. or not. You know, it does, the game has changed with that, you know, everybody's, you know, looking for that payday and looking to go to the playoffs, and with, you know, with playoffs out now, it's, you know, what you got inside you. And I think our guys will show up.
Yep. If you love to play football, you just love to play football.
That's right.
And that's how it helps. Going into this one, you're as healthy as a team can be this late in the year, but that means that you got a few guys dinged up. Trent Savage, you've lost him for the rest of the year on the offensive line.
Yeah, we're beat up there. We've been there for 3 or 4 weeks now. We've had a tough go on the offensive line, but, you know, the guys are stepping up, and you know, they're still making some holes for us, protecting pretty good. So, you know, I think we can still, you know, score some points. Magnus is a solid defense, you know, and on the other side of it, their offense is really big. They're a big offensive line. They love to run the football. They've got a running quarterback too, and I'm sure they're going to try to cram it down our throat.
You've seen them on film. The most recent, I guess, was that 50-3 win over Northwestern that they had. Coach, how'd they do it? Did they just run it down their throat, or?
They did. You know, they don't have to throw it very much. They're I normally you say it's 3 yards of cloud of dust. They're more like 7 yards in a cloud of dust. So they're not getting in a lot of third downs. So that's our biggest goal is on defense, is just try to get them to third downs and get off the field and, you know, and do our part on the offensive side and put some points on the board. And, you know, we can need some special teams plays. We hadn't had a turnover there yet this year, and we're hoping to, you know, push on there, and we see some holes in their special teams that maybe we can take advantage of.
Very good. Coach, I can't help bring this up, but when you mentioned special teams, when the Lions are kicking, Ben Meehan and Oslo Rigby, neither one of them is afraid to go after somebody and make the tackle if they have to. It's great when your kickers will hit somebody.
You know, we were talking today. Oslo was on the field and kicking, and he does some punting too, and we have a fake in there, and he takes off running, and he is fast. I think he's probably one of the top five fastest guys on our team at kicker. So, they're not afraid to stick their nose in there. Problem is, we don't want them sticking their nose in there. We need to get down there and make some tackles so they don't have to make tackles.
I think I just saw a clip of a NFL quarterback, a young one, who wanted to just lower his shoulder and truck somebody, but managed to hold off doing that at the goal line. And the conversation switched to him with his coaches, and they say, "Don't do that. You're in the NFL now. Don't do that."
Yeah, they'll take your head off.
What do you think we can do against the McNeese defense? Are they going to be susceptible to the long ball?
Potentially, yeah. They like to bring heat. They like to bring their safeties. You know, some well-timed play action. Hopefully, we can, you know, get behind those guys. You know, our receivers got to do a good job blocking this week, because they're going to bring so many numbers in the box. They're going to have to block those safeties sometimes, and you know, maybe we can get some play action off of that and get somebody deep.
Very good. What else are you thinking about the game?
Fast. You know, we've got to start fast. You know, we're a pretty good football team, and we can get some momentum. And the last couple of weeks, we just hadn't started fast. You know, we've either gotten, you know, three and out or four and out, which we were scoring, you know, in there when we were having success on our first drives, and, you know, taking a little bit off our defense. And other side of that, we need to get a stop, you know, right off the bat. So, we'll see. I may take the ball right off the bat this week and see if we can go put some points and get some momentum going.
All right. Good deal. Coach, one last thing. I got to ask you. So we've played, I mean, we've already seen Lamar, SFA, and now Southeastern. Who are you picking on that one? I think it's kind of easy.
I got Southeastern. Yeah. They're probably the most complete. I think it's Lamar 3, Stephen F 2, and Southeastern 1. But the problem is Southeastern and Stephen F don't play each other. So they both could end up defeated. So
both end up in the playoffs too.
They will be. If they both go undefeated, they're already ranked. And heck, I think both
Lamar
of them
may get in.
No, Lamar won't get it. Lamar's got
You don't think they'll make it?
No, they got some tough games still ahead of them. You know, they still got Steve and them. They got to beat, you know, whoever wins that game. So yeah, I think Lamar maybe get two more losses between now and the season. So I think both of them will hold strong though.
Where you put Southeastern, I have no argument with that. You know, this is the fourth year that we've played them, and we've not seen them with the speed that they had this time.
Yeah, I mean, they're just solid. I mean, they're well coached, and they've got some – they got really good offensive line, really good defensive line. And, you know, yes, they have the speed, but if you don't have those bigs up front, you don't get a chance to see that speed sometimes. And, you know, those bigs wear on you on both sides of the ball, and they did – you know, they got after us well the other night.
All right. Well, Coach, can't wait for the game. It's always great to kick off. 4 o'clock start. How about that? You're going to be home in time for the news.
At home, I know it. I love it.
All right. We're going to line up here, folks, and wrap this one up. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
and
Charlie.
We'll see you at Memorial Stadium Saturday.
Sounds good.